present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, coming to you this week from the historic city of Leeds. In 1897, Leeds ironmonger James Henry Atkinson invented the Little Nipper mousetrap. The Little Nipper utilised a patented snapshot spring mechanism. It was the same technology Atkinson used for his next invention, the Yorkshire wallet. The most expensive piece of furniture ever sold in Britain was made by Otley-born cabinet maker Thomas Chippendale. In 1997, a pair of his armchairs sold for £1.7 million at auction, the same armchairs that he'd originally sold for the sum of £20, which, in typical Chippendale fashion, he demanded to be paid in cash and stuffed into the front of his thong. In February 1962, a hurricane rolled through West Yorkshire, bringing down buildings and causing chaos in Leeds and the surrounding areas. In Halifax alone, the storm is estimated to have caused upwards of £50 million worth of improvements. The video game company Rockstar are based in Leeds and created the iconic game series Grand Theft Auto in their office here. Though often criticised for its relentlessly desensitising violence, criminality and sex with strip clubs and hookers on almost every corner, Rockstar insist they will continue to keep an office in Leeds. Let's meet the teams. On my left, please welcome Ian Smith and Pippa Evans. And on my right, Miles Jupp and Joe Lycett. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Now, when in 2024 researchers at Leeds University's School of Food Science and Nutrition identified the edible scarab beetle as the single most potent and sustainable source of nutrition for humans, there were the inevitable dissenting voices. "I certainly couldn't live off a dead beetle," said Yoko Ono. And we begin this week with a round that's all about the Beatles. The round's called Change a Word, Ruin the Beatles. And in it, I'd like you please to demonstrate how, with a change of a single word, some of our best-loved Beatles songs could be completely ruined. You can start this, please. Miles.
The Tool on the Hill.
Pippa.
Here Comes the Nun.
Ian.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
And Joe.
Hey, Judy Finnegan.
Why don't we do roadworks in the road?
A day in the lift.
The long and winding penis.
I want to hold your nan.
While my cardiologist gently weeps.
Lucy in the Sky with Diarrhea.
Strawberry Fields for Trevor.
She Loves YouTube.
I Want to Remove Your Hand.
All You Need Is Lube.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Yay! And at the piano, we have our long-serving accompanist, Colin Sell. You know, when I'm catching up with former work colleagues, I'm surprised how many ask fondly after the old maestro. I tell them the truth is that I sold it for scrap in 1997. OK. Start with you, please, Miles Jupp. I'd like you to sing the words of Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick by Ian Dury to the tune of Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Miserables.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman, every man, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, je t'adore. Hit me, my dick, hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me in the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arahaho. Body to and fro, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, das ist gold, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be alone again.
Thank you. Thank you, Miles. Well done. I got the coach parties clapping along as well, didn't you? OK, you now, Ian Smith. I'd like you to sing the words of the Marrow song to the tune of the can-can.
Down the road there lives a man I'd like you all to know. He grew a great big marrow for the local flower show. And when the story got around, they came from far and wide. And when the people saw the marrow, everybody cried, oh, what a beauty. I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty. It must be 2 feet long or even more. It's such a lovely colour and nice and round and fat. The marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty. I have never seen one as big as that before. He was leaning on the garden gate the other day and beckoned to a lady who lives just across the way. He took her down the garden path and showed it to her with pride. And when she saw the size of it, the little lady sighed. Oh, what a beauty, and she'd never seen one as big as that before.
Thank you.
There you go.
I think the music was a bit off.
That happens a lot, Ian. Yeah. I thought I'd give you an easy one to start off with, because... OK, you now, please, Pippa Evans. I'd like you, please, to sing the words of the theme from Fireman Sam to the tune of Don't Know Why by Norah Jones.
The fire bell chime. Fireman Sam is there on time, putting on his coat and hat in less than 7 seconds flat. He is always on the scene, and his engine's bright and clean. Fireman Sam, you can't ignore. He is the hero next door, driving down the busy streets, greeting people that he meets. Fireman Sam, if your kite's caught in a tree, Sam will climb and set it free. If you're stuck, give him a shout. Sam will always help you out. Yes, Sam will always help you out.
Yeah, phoned it in as usual. And finally, Joe Lycett, I'd like you to sing the words of Guess by Charlie XCX to the tune of Skyfall by Adele.
You want
wanna guess the colour of my underwear. You wanna know what I got going on down there? Is it pretty and pink? Or is it all see-through? Is it showing off my brand new lower back tattoo? You wanna put 'em in your mouth, pull 'em down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. Put 'em in your mouth, put 'em all down south. Try it, bite it, lick it. Try it, bite it, lick it. Try it, bite it, lick it.
Coincidentally giving away the plot of the new Bond movie. Well, this next round is based on the TV show Catchphrase. It's interesting how some TV personalities are forever linked to certain catchphrases. For example, we'll always associate "nice to see you nice" with Sir Bruce Forsyth, the expression "cheap as chips" with David Dickinson, and of course, "you are the weakest link, goodbye" with Andy Burnham. Today we'll be playing a version of the TV quiz show Catchphrase. It's almost identical to the television original, but without the entertaining graphics, fun or prize money. So in our version of Catchphrase, each team has to guess as many well-known sayings, expressions or idioms as possible against the clock from clues provided by their opponents. OK, you'll be our first contestants, Miles and Joe. Pippa and Ian will act out short clues for each of your catchphrases, and your job is simply to guess as many of the catchphrases as you can before your time is up. First of your catchphrases will now be displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display board, while here for listeners at home is the mystery voice. OK, Miles and Joe, your time starts now.
Up to par.
Can I go out clubbing tonight, Mum?
It's not up to me. Ask your dad.
Daddy rules.
Not up to ma.
Up to par.
Yeah. And next one, please.
Chasing the dragon.
Gosh, this is exhausting. Do you think we'll ever catch her?
I doubt it. She's a fast one, that Deborah Meaden.
Drag race.
Dragon.
How to train your...
Chasing the dragon, it was. Yeah,
chasing the... Yeah. No, drag race. Yeah.
Next one, please.
Yeah, should have been drag race.
Yeah.
He gritted his teeth.
So, what did he use? Aquafresh, Colgate?
No, he used a mixture of sand and salt designed to improve the conditions for road users in winter.
Grit your teeth!
Yeah, grit your teeth! Oh, right, yeah. And next one, please.
Cut the crap.
You'll be pleased to know I managed to unblock your toilet.
Oh, that is a relief. What did you have to do?
Better you don't know. Where shall I put these scissors?
It's not cutting the ribbon.
cutting the poo in the toilet.
Cut the crap.
Cut the crap. Cut the crap. And next one.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Oh, hello again. This must be the fifth time I've bumped into you today. I won't forget how friendly you were the first time.
Piss off.
Oh, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah. And the next one.
His ears were burning.
People were saying such nice things about him.
Oh, yeah. And it was a lovely cremation.
ne-
never speak ill of the...
What body part in particular?
Oh, it is a burning.
It is a burning.
Okay. Well, well done, Miles and Joe. OK, your turn to do the guessing now. Pippa and Ian.
You won't hear the end of it.
Oh, goodness, the Archers has just started on Radio 4.
Shall I wait till it's finished?
You won't need to.
Bored to death?
If you'd listened to the Archers from the beginning but didn't get to the...
end?
Oh, what haven't you done?
Lived a meaningful life.
You won't hear the end of it. Next one, please.
He left no stone unturned.
Apparently, he slept with Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, Brian Jones, the lot of them, even Bill Wyman.
Goodness, I thought they were all heterosexual.
Indeed, he clearly was very persuasive.
Turning the stones?
Oh, no stone left unturned.
And again, please, another one.
Nature abhors a vacuum.
You've worked your entire life in the natural world, Sir David.
That's right.
And what would you say is its biggest no-no? Pollution, habitat destruction, overfishing, climate change?
You know what it really hates? Hoovering.
Vacuuming nature. Vacuuming.
Nature vacuuming.
It's nature abhors a vacuum.
I never even heard of that.
Next one.
Put a sock in it.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. So, I understand you're interested in a penis extension.
That's right, Doctor. You see, I'm a ballet dancer, and audiences have expressed disappointment at my leotard's, lack of profile.
Well, our services start at £5,000 for the most basic cosmetic procedure.
Heavens! Is there a much cheaper non-surgical option?
Yes.
Socks in your pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes. Put a sock in it, was always. And another one, please.
He went through the roof.
How's your old man getting on with the new stair lift?
Oh, not great. Just after he'd got on it for the first time, there was this massive power surge.
Goodness, where did he end up?
Next door's garden.
Must have been absolutely furious.
Oh, he was.
Mm. He's gone through the
roof.
And the next one, please.
Going down in history.
Well, we were holding hands in the French lesson.
Then... we had a cuddle in biology.
We were kissing in chemistry.
But it was only when we were learning about the English Civil War that we really hit the jackpot.
School of Love?
No. What lesson were we in?
History.
Yes.
History of...
And the rest is...
History of love. We went down in history.
Yeah.
Going down in history.
Well, this next round is all about the art of romance. You know, when I first met my wife, she says I completely swept her off her feet. We've not been curling since. OK, I've been supplied with a selection of popular chat-up lines to which I'd like the teams to suggest guaranteed put-downs. Pippa, first one for you here. Here's the first chat-up line. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh. Are you from Wyoming? Because why you ming so much?
Ian, here's one for you. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Yes, I'm the receptionist at the STD clinic.
Miles, what sign were you born under?
I think it said no illegal dumping.
Joe, you must be in the wrong place. The Miss Universe contest is over there.
Well, I seem to have stumbled on the Sad Bastard competition.
All right, here are some for any of you to have a go at. Here are a few of those. Your face must turn a few heads.
Well, yes, because I work at an owl sanctuary.
Is your dad a terrorist? Because you're the bomb.
In my family, we say freedom fighter.
You must be Buzz Lightyear because you take me to infinity and beyond.
Oh, right. Well, you must be Mr. Potato Head because your head looks like a potato.
Your name must be Ariel because I think we mermaid for each other.
You must be called Purcell Colourfast because you can't get rid of skid marks.
Can I borrow a pound? I want to call my mum and tell her I've just met the girl of my dreams.
I'd like to give you a pound in the same way I do a supermarket trolley and see you inexplicably in a canal the next day.
And finally, is that a ladder in your stockings or is that the stairway to heaven?
Yes, it is the stairway to heaven, but I've already got an asshole up there.
Okay, time for the next round, which is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panelists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. You can go first, Pippa and Ian. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe.
Yeah, sorry, I'd give it 15 minutes if I were you.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready.
And four to hear those options again. When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you gotta go.
Castleford, you'll fit right in. So sorry, I could have sworn I tidied up all the Lego from the floor.
Baby, take off your coat. Real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. I'll take off your shoes.
Oh, thank you. Can I try them in an 8.5?
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
That's your turn now, Miles and Joe. Can we have your first line medleys now, please?
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
As a result of historic allegations of which the BBC was not previously aware.
I
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Stupid bloody IKEA bookcase.
To all the girls I've loved before, who travel in and out my door.
You might want to get a checkup.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Definitely better. I can read the second and third rows now.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium.
I'll just have ham and pineapple, please.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready.
President Trump is ready to speak to you now, Sakir.
Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown. Come along, dearie, let it go.
And that's your smear test done, Mrs. Brown. I'll see you in another 3 years.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
Yep, keep it fun, none up the bum. Can we start, please?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Tetley's tea bag of time is mashed in the milky mug of mortality before the burly builder of belligerence stirs in the four sugars of the apocalypse, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, and our audience here in Leeds, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Ian Smith, Miles, Jessica Evans and Joe Lycett were being given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was devised by Graham Garden. The script consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick. The producer was John Naismith.